Analysis complete.
I knew I was right. Computer, open log.
Recording.
Digital models have confirmed my initial diagnosis. The viral infection that I have dubbed the Mekon strain is...
Nasty. Is that what's running around inside us?
Pause log recording. Yes, Digby, that is a virtual model of our little problem.
Makes me want to heave. The thought of that crawling around inside me.
Don't tell me you're scared of bugs, Digby.
Anything with more than four legs gives me the creeps.
Every warrior has an Achilles heel.
Which I use to stomp on bugs. But these are alien, right? There's something odd about them. Unreal.
Well spotted.
Looks like the crab-shaped robots they use out on the North Sea wind farms.
I've spent weeks trying to apply biological solutions to the Mekon's virus and failed each time. And this is why, because it's not biological in origin. This is nanotechnology, machines the size of molecules.
I know we just met a little green man, but that really does sound like science fiction.
Well, nanoengineering to this level is beyond current human science, but the Mekon isn't human. Somehow he must have solved the problems of replication error and heat dissipation. If we learn how they work, the market potential is incredible.
As long as they don't kill everyone first.
Well, yes, of course, that goes without saying. But more immediately, if the Mekon strain is a machine, that means that...
What? Who turned the lights off?
Computer, what just happened? Computer?
My systems are down too, Professor.
Oh, thank goodness. Everything's restarting.
But what was that?
I'm not sure. Something caused an emergency shutdown.
Something natural, or was it an attack?
Too early to say, but I can tell you where it came from. Somewhere in the vicinity of Mars. Where's Dan? He needs to know about this.
On an urgent mission for the brass, doing school visits.
What?
On Earth.
Dan Dare, The Red Moon Mystery. Dramatised for radio by James Swallow.
All right, everyone, settle down. Tablets off, please. Spry, don't do that. Everyone sit down. We have a very special guest here today to speak with us. Everyone, let's give a big welcome to Britain's space hero, Colonel Daniel Dare.
Hello, everyone. Thank you very much for that fantastic welcome. It's great to be here at the Wayland Academy to meet all of you today.
Colonel Dare was in command of the Anastasia space mission, and he's going to answer some questions for us. I hope you're ready, Colonel Dare.
Ready as I'll ever be.
So, how much do you get paid, Mr. Spaceman?
Not nearly enough. But actually, I don't do it for the paycheck. I do it for the adventure. And this was one big adventure. We visited Venus, the second planet from the sun. On clear nights, you can see it with the naked eye, just below the moon.
So, were there people on Venus?
Yes, sort of. They're called the Treen.
And are the Treens friendly?
They're a lot like us, really. Mostly decent sorts, I'd say.
Maybe someone else would like to ask a question.
Just one more, miss. Colonel Dare, is it true you got infected with a space virus that eats people's skin?
I think I'd know if that was true.
It's all over the net. They say you're toxic. Is that why you're not here in person?
Sit down, Spry, and apologise to our guest.
I'm standing right here on your stage.
Hard light hologram. Your shadow's in the wrong place. I spotted it when you walked in.
Spry, is it? Sharp eyes. There may be a place for a lad like you in Space Fleet. Unfortunately, that's an urgent recall. I have to go. I am sorry I couldn't be here in person. With so many schools to visit, this small deception seemed the only solution. Goodbye now.
Everyone, let's give Colonel Dare a big round of applause. And Spry here, please, now.
Whew, tough crowd.
Holographic interface.
Welcome back.
Can't believe Sir H has me doing a glad-handing tour without leaving orbit.
But you're the man of the moment. Britain's astronaut hero. No one ever mentions that Peabody and me were even there.
Want to swap places? It can be arranged.
Not bloody likely. I don't do well with kids. There's always one clever little bleeder.
I can handle a mouthy kid. You didn't need to fake an urgent summons.
It wasn't a fake. So Hubert's come up here to see us.
In person? What did I miss? So, Peabody taken any more blood from you today?
Only about a pint and a half. My arm's like a pincushion.
Anything that helps her find a cure, though, eh?
Be nice not to have everyone looking at me the whole time.
As if they think they're gonna catch it off us. Gets to you after a bit, doesn't it?
Peabody's made some progress, though. The virus is mechanical. Nanotechnology.
So all we have to do is figure out how to switch them off?
Piece of cake. Get the finest minds on it, and it shouldn't take more than a couple of decades of R&D.
That's what I like about you, Digby. Always looking on the bright side. So, why exactly is Sir H here in the flesh?
Spot a bother we had up here earlier. Something Peabody called a spatial quantum effect. Knocked out most of our systems.
Damage?
None, and no one hurt either. But it was pretty hairy there for a moment till the backups kicked in.
Some kind of attack from the Mekon?
Dunno. But whatever it was, it came from Mars.
Oh, dear. Thank you, Digby. Take a seat, Colonel. Is Professor Peabody?
A little while ago, long-range sensors picked up a spatial quantum effect. It caused a temporary shutdown of all onboard systems.
It was pretty hairy there. For a moment, I thought we were goners.
Luckily, the emergency backup systems came online, and there are no reports of any damage to the station.
Nor any injuries to personnel.
But we now know that it wasn't just us. This was a massive event, setting off alarms all over the place.
Some kind of attack from our green friend?
Not unless he's set up on another planet. The origin point from the quantum effect was on Mars.
But there's nothing out there. Except for half a dozen dead beagles and the odd explorer robot. Nothing with the power to do this. Sir?
There is the small matter of the secret Mars base.
Ah, yes. That.
You know about it?
Are you telling me there's a manned base on Mars and I'm the only one in the room who wasn't aware?
Sorry, Dan, it's need to know.
So why does Digby need to know?
He doesn't. Officially.
You get to hear all sorts in the mess.
Well, I can't see Professor Peabody spending much time playing darts with a rank and file.
I don't need to. It's an Eagle Corps operation. A manned outpost on the surface of the Red Planet in the Tharsis region.
And Space Fleet Command knows all about this?
We helped build it, as it happens.
Bloody hell. And you're only just telling me now?
More importantly, I believe there are some people there that might be able to help us with our infection.
Really?
As you know, Eagle Corps have several bleeding-edge research projects underway.
Fingers in any pie that might turn a profit.
No need for that tone. This Eagle Corps research facility is leading our work on nanotechnology. It might just have the answer to the Mekon strain.
For a price.
It's just a possibility. The Tharsis outpost was set up after Beagle 7 located objects of unknown origin on the Martian surface. Take a look.
Everyone said that last Beagle mission was a failure. Let me guess. Not so much?
Let me have a look at those files.
The object seems to have a nanomolecular structure that has so far proved resistant to all probes.
The objects discovered have nanomolecular structure. A team have been working on the Martian find for some time. If anyone can help us, it's them.
These things on Mars, are they more of the Mekon's nasty toys?
It doesn't seem so. Mars is totally barren. If life did exist there, it was millennia ago. But it's clear that humans and Treen aren't all there is.
This is a lot to take in. What else is Eagle Corps keeping from us?
I'm sure Space Fleet has its secrets too.
All right. So the professor here wants to check up on the Eagle Corps project. I want to find out if it caused this quantum event and if there's any danger of it happening again. Sounds like the grounds for a mission, sir. Anastasia's still docked with the station. Sir Hubert, when can we launch?
Wait a minute. It's not that simple.
It's not? I thought we ran space.
The Eagle Corps has put pressure on Space Fleet to stay away from Mars. They're pulling strings at the United Nations. My hands are tied. Until they lift the blackout with Tharsis, the Red Planet is off limits.
Blackout? Sir, what do you mean?
There's been a no-fly zone established for weeks, and zero contact with the Tharsis outpost. Something to do with sensitive...
Commercially sensitive.
Commercially sensitive energy experiment.
Which might just have unleashed some kind of quantum energy pulse that was felt halfway across the solar system. We can't ignore that, Sir Hubert. We have to get out there. Just give me the word.
Tharsis is a civilian affair. Eagle own it, lock, stock, and Red Rock. As much as I'd like to know what's going on, it's out of our jurisdiction. I've already spoken to the Eagle CEO. They're going to give it 48 hours for Tharsis to re-establish contact, and then they'll send their own investigative mission.
Of course, sir. I fully understand the situation. No need to say any more.
Very well, then.
However, on an unrelated matter, with your permission, I'd like to authorize a series of engine tests for the Anastasia. Purely for maintenance purposes, of course.
Of course. Take her out for a spin, eh?
Just to kick the tires and light the fire, Sir Hubert.
You'll need range authorization for that. How far out?
Well, those plasma drives need a bit of elbow room. I'd say, 250 million kilometers.
More like 300?
300 million clicks it is, then.
Thank you, sir.
And be careful, too. Take some men with you. Give some of our new Marines a taste of space travel.
I'll get onto it now. Digby, you'll spin up a Trans-Martian intercept.
Roger that.
And Peabody, I assume you'll be coming to take care of any confidential Eagle Corps issues?
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Right. I'll see you both on board at 1800 hours.
I think that's the first time I've seen Dare smile since you got back from Venus.
Yeah, well, let's hope that nothing comes along to knock the grin off his face.
Something troubling you?
This file here. It says the lead scientist at the outpost is Dr. Ivor Dare.
Yes, Dad's uncle.
There was some bad blood between the brothers. From what I've heard, Dan took it personally.
No need to mention it, then. The last thing our pilot needs right now is another distraction.
If you say so, Prof.
Solid copy, Peak Station. Anastasia is now on internal power. Detach umbilical and mooring clamps.
Detaching in 3, 2, 1.
Good release. We're clear of the docking platform.
Engines are in the green. Hatches secured. Fusion reactor running at 97% power. We are looking good.
ISF command to all call signs in area of operations. Anastasia is free to engage plasma drives at minimum safe distance. Colonel Dare, you have clear skies. Good flying.
Thank you, Command. Anastasia copies. Digby, how are our passengers?
Galloway, Jajani, and Scott are buttoned down in the crew bay. I've warned them it'll be a kick in the backside.
And then some.
You really are in your element here, aren't you?
I've no interest in politics or profits, but this is what I was born for. Go for auto sequence start.
Auto sequence start. Green light. Navigation vectors are locked in.
Plasma drive matrix is optimal.
Purring like a kid. 10 seconds to burn.
All systems are go.
8, 7, 6, 5.
Main drive ignition.
4, 3.
Critical momentum.
2, 1, 0. How are we all doing in cattle class?
No problem, sir.
Not now Galloway's stopped sharing his breakfast. I told you, it was a dodgy kebab I ate.
Of course it was.
Sir, what's the mission? Are we expecting hostiles?
Expect the unexpected, that's all I can say. You all right, Scott? Something on your mind?
Wedding nerves, sir. He's getting hitched next month.
Your partner in the military too, Scott?
He drives a desk, sir. Most dangerous weapon he handles is a stapler.
No need to look nervous, lad. We'll get you home in time for your nuptials. Now, heads up, we're approaching Mars. Colonel says it might get a little lively again.
Deceleration burn complete. Initiating pitch maneuver now. And there we are.
Pitch correction complete.
Hello, Mars.
Reporting for duty.
Right on time. Hope our passengers enjoyed the voyage. Okay, let's find the outpost.
Roger that. Sensor grid is coming up. Approach is on the numbers. Anyone might think you've done this sort of thing before.
No cloud mantle this time, though. At least we can see where we're going.
Towards miles and miles of red desert.
Have we got anything from the outpost yet?
Not a peep. We're broadcasting a friendly transponder signature, so they know we're Space Fleet.
Tharsis Outpost, this is the Anastasia broadcasting in the clear. Do you read? Over. Tharsis, this is the Space Fleet ship Anastasia. Please respond. If you are unable to speak, key your mic. Over.
No one down there is sending.
Digby, give me scanner control. I'm going to try to get a sensor reading of the outpost site.
All yours.
This can't be right. There must be a glitch in the sensor grid.
Not from where I'm sitting. It's working fine.
What's wrong, Peabody?
The Tharsis outpost should register as a metallic mass at these coordinates. But the return on the scanner is far smaller than it should be. It's almost like part of it just isn't there anymore.
This is crazy. Thousands of tons of space outposts can't just go missing.
After what we've seen, I won't rule out anything. Reconfiguring the aeroframe for atmospheric interface.
Atmospherics sequence enabled.
Prepare for deorbit burn.
Heat shield deployed. Thrusters standing by. Deorbit burn enabled.
Last chance for us to pull back and pretend this was just a flyby.
No way.
You do realize we'll both be in the mire if we land.
All the more reason to ask for forgiveness instead of permission. We're going down there. Strap in. It's gonna get choppy. It.
Radar tracking confirms our heading. We should be right on top of the outpost.
There, just over that ridge.
I'll take us in for a low pass.
I think I see something. Blimey!
Oh my God! Where's the rest of it?
The middle of the complex. It's just gone.
Swinging back around.
Digby's right. Entire lab modules are missing.
Landing platform looks intact. I can still set her down.
Attention crew. Scott, prep our environment suits. Dajani, Galloway, draw weapons from the armory.
Weapons?
Digby.
This mission is now under military jurisdiction.
Stay alert. Watch your spacing.
The exterior hatches are still secured. It doesn't look like anyone tried to get out.
Which means it must have happened bloody fast, whatever it was.
All right, Professor Peabody will come with me and we'll sweep south through the complex. Lieutenant Digby will take two troopers and sweep north. Which of you is the best sharpshooter?
That'd be me, sir. Corporal Dajani, marksman class one.
Excellent. Dajani, find yourself somewhere to watch the ship. You see anyone who isn't us, plant a round at their feet and encourage them to stay put. Clear?
Sir.
Scott, Galloway, get that hatch open.
Yes, sir.
Is this a rescue mission or a tactical assault?
I'm afraid it may be one and then the other.
Do I have to remind you, Tharsis is a civilian base?
Clearly you feel you do.
All clear.
Move in and keep your heads on a swivel.
Digby, radio check every 10 minutes. Understood?
Copy that. Out.
Atmosphere regulators are offline.
Might be something to do with the big hole in the middle of the building.
Do you really think the Mekon caused this?
Who knows? But right now, let's just concentrate on finding survivors. There's a lot of equipment here. Laser cutters, sonic drills. I thought you said this was a research outpost.
It is.
That kind of gear is for heavy-duty excavation, not nanoscale research.
I'm not getting anything coherent on my scanner. There's unusually high concentrations of neutrinos, tachyons.
Source?
Unknown. But it's fogging the sensors. I can't detect any signs of life. Of course, that may be because there are none.
I thought scientists were supposed to see the best of all possibilities, not the worst.
I prefer the pragmatic approach. Less chance of being disappointed.
I expected you to be more concerned for your fellow researchers.
I am. Like this facility, they represent a substantial investment on the part of the Eagle Corps.
Well, I'd like to know how your paymasters managed to establish a manned base on Mars without anyone actually knowing about it.
You make it sound so sinister. It's anything but that. We're working with Space Fleet for the cause of human advancement.
I hope that's true. Hey, look here. A laboratory module. There's still power running to it.
Look sharp. There were a dozen techies working here, and we're not going home until we find out what happened to them.
You hear something? One, like a scratching noise.
Talk less, listen more.
Look, what the hell did that?
Stand back. This is Digby. We're at the point of disruption. The corridor's sheared off.
Understood. Proceed with caution. They're out.
If I didn't know better, I'd say the walls were cut with a laser. The edges are flawless.
Nobody touch anything. I don't...
Scanner just woke up, sir. I'm reading a metallic mass 10 meters ahead of us, in the middle of all the nothing.
Fall in. Let's have a look-see.
Watch your step, Professor.
Activate lights. We've got atmosphere.
What a mess. Looks like someone picked this place up and shook it.
There's a computer interface here that seems intact. I'll see if I can bring it online.
This equipment? An electron microscope? Holographic imaging gear? You said they were researching alien artifacts.
Advanced technological objects of unknown origin, yes. That's part of the reason the facility is here on Mars. For safety and security.
Doesn't look safe or secure to me.
I have something. Research logs, but the data has been partly corrupted.
Log 2022. Dr. Ivan Dare recording.
The floating sonar
amateur tests on sample 6 provided no new results.
Uncle Ivor? So this is where you've been hiding out. I haven't seen my uncle in years. I knew he was involved in some top-secret research, but I never suspected he was out here. You knew, didn't you? Look, I may have issues with my uncle.
There are dozens of files. Maybe they'll give us a clue as to what happened.
Log 618, Dare recording. I have prepared a new sample. It has yet to respond. As such, I've decided to intensify the energy output in hopes of stimulating...
What the hell were you up to, old man?
I see something. An object of some kind.
Is it stone? Those carvings. Looks like something from ancient Egypt. Obelisk. That's the word you're looking for.
Lot smaller than Cleopatra's needle, though. Colonel, do you read?
It's giving out microwave energy. Radios won't work if we're close to it. Is it from Venus?
I never saw anything like that there.
It's got to be alien, though.
Talk to me, Galloway.
I think it's reacting to our presence. You heard it that time, right? There's something below us. In the sand.
Guns up, lads. Fall back!
There's more of them!
Fall back! That's an order!
Galloway!
Contact! Contact! Enemy attacking!
Say again, Digby. You're coming in broken.
What's going on?
Damned if I know.
Digby, report.
Galloway is dead! We're surrounded by bloody great robot bugs that just came out of the ground!
Digby, can you hear me?
Did he say robot bugs?
I'm going out there.
I'll come with you.
No. You're the brains of this outfit. We're the trigger pullers. Secure the hatch behind me. Stay quiet.
Are you sure you don't want me to put the kettle on?
I heard that.
They cut off our escape route.
Clever.
The way they swarmed on Galloway. That's how they must have killed the civvies. They didn't have a hope.
Steady, lad. Show some metal. Those things are half monster, half tank.
Gonna need more than a rolled-up newspaper to deal with these bugs.
They're sticking to the sand. If we can get past them to the corridor, they might not follow.
So what do we do?
You run like hell. I'll draw them off. Find the colonel, warn him.
He'll be right behind me.
Eventually. Go on, go! Go on then, you bloody great space bees. Go on, Scott, run, run! Don't look at him, you big scally! Look at me!
Lieutenant, come on!
Too many of them, Sergeant! Too many! Ah!
My helmet... cracked!
Digby? Hang on!
This is not how I want to check out. Firing sonic drill! stay with me. Get him a breather mask, now!
What the blazes?
Careful there, Digby. Take it slow. You've been unconscious for several hours.
What? Ah, where am I?
One of the lab modules. Scott helped me carry you back.
You all right, boss?
I'll manage. You sorted out our bug problem, then?
See for yourself.
See what? Bloody hell!
It's all right. The drone is inactive. I've removed its cerebral processing modules.
While you were in Dreamland, we hauled one of them in here for Peabody to take a look at. Sergeant, get back to the Anastasia. Check in on Dejani.
Yes, sir.
I thought those things were going to rip me to bits. What did you do to them?
We found a sonic drill unit, and I gambled that it would give those things a headache. To be honest, I never expected it to be so effective.
Fortune favors the reckless, it seems.
Reckless? Bold? What's the difference?
So what do we know about them? They're the reason this place is trash, right?
I'm not so sure. This drone's brain capacity is minimal. At a guess, I'd say it was more like a worker bee, but on a much larger scale.
Part of it looks mechanical, other parts organic. That couldn't have evolved naturally.
The drone is a fusion of machine and insect. It isn't native to Mars, or any other planet we know of.
So not a mate of the Mekons, then?
No, I'd recognize something of Treen origin.
Dejani to Colonel Dare. Sir, Scott is tracking movement in your sector. There's something coming your way.
Another drone.
Negative, sir. Smaller and faster.
I have the same reading. It's in the ventilation system. Up there.
Dejani, lock down the ship and stand fast.
Sir.
Digby?
Ready?
Wait for it.
Here it comes. It's right on top of us.
What the?
Hold your fire. It's human.
I would like to think so.
Uncle Ivor?
Hello, Daniel. It's good to see you, my boy. I imagine you must have a lot of questions.
Hatches are all secure, sir. Anastasia is buttoned up tight. If there are more of those things out there, they won't get in.
Deploy the laser turret just to be on the safe side.
Sir.
Of course, when we found the obelisk, I knew that I'd been right all along.
Tangible evidence of an ancient Martian civilization that predates humanity.
Indeed. The Red Planet supported a thriving culture thousands of years before our species discovered fire.
And these bugs are all that's left of them?
Oh no, Lieutenant Digby, far from it. Those insectoid machines are what wiped out the ancient Martians. We found historical records speaking of a terrible apocalypse falling from the sky.
That doesn't sound good.
Imagine. A majestic society to rival the Greeks, the Romans, the Babylonians, consumed by monsters. What you encountered? They are destroyers, evil, pure and simple, a force of destruction that obliterates everything in their path.
And yet you alone managed to escape them. Remarkable.
It's not what you think.
Just coincidence that you're still here and they're not.
No, no. The comms dish was gone. I couldn't raise the alarm, couldn't look for the others. I thought I'd been cursed to die here alone, sole witness to the horror, but unable to tell anyone.
Dan, your uncle has been through a lot. He has minor contusions and has borderline malnutrition. He needs to rest.
And we need some answers.
Thank you, Professor, but rest is the last thing I need. You see, now you're here, we have a chance. Don't you understand? We have to find my team. I believe they're still out there.
Here on Mars?
Of course not. The obelisk, it did something to them. It's the key to all of this. We were running an experiment, trying to power it up. And then there was a flash of light, and they were all gone, along with half the complex. I have to get them back. We just need a strong enough power source.
Like Anastasia's fusion reactor, perhaps.
Are you suggesting we repeat the experiment that nearly obliterated this outpost?
That won't happen this time, Daniel. I know what went wrong. Look, we've had our differences, you and I. But please, you must let me try. I'm begging you, trust me.
We can land the ship in the missing zone, close to the obelisk. Scott can run a power conduit out from the reactor.
Yes, it'll work. Thank you.
I'm not doing this for you, Uncle. I'm doing it for your missing colleagues. But if for one moment I think my crew are in danger, I'm pulling the plug. Clear?
Of course. Come.
Peabody, give my uncle all the assistance he needs. I'll be in the cockpit.
Sir, are you sure about this?
Digby, if you're going to tell me I'm letting my personal feelings get in the way, then by all means, sod off.
Look, I should have told you your uncle was on Mars. That was a mistake.
You're right about that.
But for all we know, tinkering with that stone was what attracted those bugs and vaporized those poor fools in the outpost. I know you're thinking the same thing I am.
Mind reader now, are you? Maybe so. But if there's even a chance we can find more survivors and find something to fight the Mekon strain, I have to take it.
Landing. You need to help Scott get us hooked up.
Sir, about Galloway?
Not now, soldier.
Someone will have to tell his family.
I will. It's the least I can do.
It's my first time losing someone in combat.
I'd love to tell you it gets easier. It doesn't. But I remember every single one.
Conduit connection is active. The obelisk is reacting.
Remarkable. It's soaking up the energy like a sponge.
But look at the ambient field output. It's diverting all that power into a tertiary spatial matrix.
Feel free to give me the dumbed-down version anytime you like.
Simply put, Daniel, the obelisk isn't fully here. Part of it exists somewhere else in space-time. I believe it is a bridge of some kind.
To where?
We'll soon see.
The obelisk is releasing energy flares. Digby, do you read? Get everyone back inside the ship.
Closing the hatch now.
That's off the scale.
Damn. We can't take another surge like that. This isn't working. Peabody, power down the reactor.
No, not yet.
I told you, I won't risk...
I can't allow you to stop it.
It's too late. Look, outside.
A second ago, we were on Mars, and now...
I have no bloody idea, Sergeant. Never seen a cave this big in my life.
Hello! This place is huge.
Scott, Dajani, spread out and look around. Radio back if you find anything.
Yes, boss.
We did it. We're here.
Peabody, talk to me. What the hell happened?
The scanner is still processing. But I think the Anastasia has just passed through a matter-energy shunt effect.
In plain English?
Teleportation, my boy. Instant transmission of objects across space.
Just when I think I've seen everything.
I hope it was worth it, Uncle. Your little experiment shut down our fusion reactor and may have stranded us here. Wherever here is.
If these readings are correct, I think I can answer that one.
Let's hear it.
It appears we've materialized inside Mars' second moon.
Deimos?
So the moon's a cheese. Riddled with caverns and tunnels.
Question is, which one leads to the way out?
I'm not detecting any passages to the surface.
We'll just have to make our own.
I'll get my pickaxe, shall I?
Dajani calling Colonel Dare. Sir, we found a cluster of lab modules. It's the missing section of the outpost.
They were transported here, just like us.
Are they intact? Do you see any survivors?
Scott here, sir. Negative. All the modules have been abandoned.
But they must be here.
What about our new playmates, those space bees?
No sign of them, yet.
Roger that. Stay put, I'm sending the professor and the doctor to join you. Lieutenant Digby and I will scout the tunnels and look for the missing scientists. Dare out.
I don't think...
You'll do as you're told, Doctor. Come on, Digby.
This stone, it looks like it was worn away by water.
Maybe these tunnels were formed by ancient rivers.
But where's that light coming from? It should be pitch black down here.
Some kind of luminous element in the rock?
And what's that weird smell? It's everywhere. Like burnt toast.
No idea. Another mystery for the pile?
You could spend a lifetime here and still never find a route to the surface.
There you go again, Mr. Cheerful. We'll find a way.
That's what your uncle said.
I'm nothing like him. He was reckless, impulsive. And now look where it's taken us.
Reckless and impulsive? No, that doesn't sound at all like you, sir.
You do know the meaning of the word insubordinate, don't you?
I've come across it a few times, yes.
You hear that? Up ahead, where the tunnel widens.
More light up there, too. Another cave?
Let's check it out.
idea.
You weren't far wrong calling them space bees. It's a colossal hive. Hundreds, thousands of insect machines swarming over cells like a giant honeycomb.
Don't remind me. See there? Those are different from the ones we saw on Mars. More like soldier ants.
They must be the Army issue model. Those ones with wings, like hornets, they're the airborne division. Uncle Ivor was right. This is an invasion force.
They must have been in here all this time. Millions of years, just waiting for someone to wake them up.
In Astronav, they said that Deimos was a rock that drifted into Martian orbit and became a captive moon. These things could have originated anywhere.
Something's down there, by that rock pillar.
Are those people?
It's the techies from Tharsis. Has to be. They're still alive.
Yes, but for how long? That big drone is taking them away. Come on, Digby. We've got to get down there.
Oh, I was afraid you'd say that.
Listen to me. Stop. You can't do this to us. We are sentient beings. We mean no harm to you or your species. If you will just communicate with us, we can... Do you want us to go in there? What is that chamber? Some sort of prison cell? What are you doing? Wait, that's not a cell. It's some kind of interrogation unit. Stop.
Get away from them.
Space beat.
Digby, aim for the head. It's not working. Try this on for size, then. Everyone cover your ears.
What was that?
A sonic excavation charge. The worker bees on Mars didn't like the sound of a sonic drill, so I figured these soldier ants would react the same way.
Got any more of those?
Just the one left.
Ah, there's that smell again. It's those things. They reek.
Is anyone hurt?
You saved our lives. Thank you. I'm Dr. Stoll.
Save the introductions. We need to move out. That sonic blast will bring more of those insectoids.
Dr. Dare, this lab module appears to have survived the teleport largely intact.
Yes, it would seem so.
Sergeant Scott, I'm going to get these systems back online. Over.
Roger that, Professor. We'll keep watching the cavern. Out.
Right then. Let's see what we have here.
My dear, is this really necessary? I doubt any of the computers here will contain any data of use to us.
If we made it through the teleport unharmed, your colleagues may have done the same. Any readings they took would be invaluable.
You're wasting your time. Electromagnetic energy discharges will have corrupted the files.
I don't think so. There's a log recording here, from around the time it happened.
Wait! Stop!
And the whole amplifier. The others, before we've been captured by the creatures. I'm recording this in case anyone finds me. Ivor Dare left us to perish here. When the teleport event began, he fled. He knew this would happen to us. He knew and he didn't stop it.
What did he mean?
I told you not to listen. Why did you have to do that?
Dr. Dare? Put down that laser cutter.
I didn't mean for this to happen, but there's too much at stake. I can't allow you to play that recording to Daniel or anyone else. They won't understand. I had to know. I had to.
Just put down the laser cutter, please.
I can't. It's too late.
Dr. Dare, Ivor, please don't do this. We can erase that log file. No one ever needs to know. When we get back, I can vouch for you with the Eagle Corps board. I can make them understand.
I can't go back to obscurity again. I won't. I was a joke in the scientific community, my every theory laughed at. But out here, I finally proved myself. I can't let that slip through my fingers. I won't be the forgotten Dare brother again.
Forgotten?
Do you know what it's like to have a world-famous brother? It's like you don't exist as a person in your own right. But not anymore. Mars is my chance to balance the scales.
Tell me exactly what happened, Ivor, the first time you triggered the obelisk.
Young Daniel. He's a brave one. He wouldn't have abandoned his team, not like I did. But when that energy surge came and we couldn't stop it, I panicked. I let my team be abducted while I escaped. Just one moment of weakness, of cowardice. But I can't let it become public knowledge.
If you hurt me...
I'll tell them it was the drones. They'll believe it.
Ivar, you're desperate. You're afraid. But you're not a murderer.
I think I already am. They're all gone, aren't they? All dead. Because of me. I'm so sorry, Jocelyn.
Drop the laser, Uncle Ivar. I will shoot if I have to.
Daniel! How...
I heard everything, Uncle. You might like to know we found Dr. Stahl and a few of the others.
Alive? Oh! Oh, thank God! They're alive!
There's no excuse for what you did. But you can make amends. You think Dad wasn't afraid of anything, but he was. Like you are now. He was just better at dealing with it.
Like father, like son.
If we're going to escape Deimos, we'll all need to work together. Those insect machines are bringing their swarm out of hibernation as we speak.
And when they're awake, they'll be hungry, starved of resources. But with Mars, a desert wasteland, they'll turn their attention toward Earth.
Earth? Good Lord. What have I done?
How are you holding up?
I'm fine. You know, you really didn't have to barge in like that. I had the situation under control.
Really? Next time you're being threatened with a laser, I'll just leave you to it, shall I?
Your uncle isn't a bad man. He's just not a strong one. Don't blame him.
Right now, my only concern is rescuing the rest of the Tharsis team and getting us out of this place. So, what do we know?
The Deimos Hive is effectively an interstellar plague of locusts. They travel from world to world in hibernation, awakening thousands, perhaps millions of years between feedings.
And that obelisk?
Some kind of probe or marker device that drew them here. They scour the surface of their chosen target, leaving nothing behind.
So they destroyed the ancient Martians, then went back to sleep. Until a new food source presented itself.
And now humanity are next on the menu. They'll turn Earth into a lifeless wilderness, just like the Red Planet.
How long do we have?
Until they swarm. When they're all awake.
A week? A day?
From what I've seen, less.
Word from Dejani. The reactor's back to 50% power. Anastasia will be fully operational in a few hours.
I think we can duplicate the teleport effect by forcing a power surge through the obelisk at this end. It should be enough to send us back to Mars.
No point in running if the bugs come after us, though.
That's why we have to stop them here. Come on, Digby. Everyone's waiting outside. And we've got a job to do. Dr. Stahl.
What is he doing here? That man should be clapped in irons for what he's done.
Harlan, please,
Whatever mistakes my uncle made, now is not the time to dwell on them. This is a matter of human versus alien and nothing else. This is about survival.
Harlan, you must hear me out. I made a bad decision, a poor choice in a moment of weakness. I had no idea the price that you would pay.
You sacrificed us to save your own skin.
It wasn't like that. As soon as my nephew arrived, I had them recreate the experiment. I brought us here to find you.
And that should make it all fine between us.
Dr. Stahl, I know this is difficult, but you can resolve your issues with Dr. Dare later. Right now, we need your help. Tell us everything you know about the aliens.
Okay. You've seen the different classes of the creatures. The drones, the soldiers, the flyers.
Too close for my liking.
There is another form that appears to be the leaders of the Hive Society. A caste of thinkers, for want of a better word.
A guiding intelligence, then. Like a queen in the heart of a terrestrial termite colony. Interesting.
Interesting. Maybe from a safe distance, not so much when you're about to be eaten by them. They separated several of us. I believe those men and women were taken to the chamber of the thinkers.
Interrogation, maybe. If they're planning to invade Earth, it'd make sense to get more information before they attack.
So that's where we need to strike. Take out the leaders and the Hive will falter.
Or so you hope. It might have the opposite effect. There's no way to predict how the insectoids will react.
Which is why this will be a two-pronged attack. Digby will lead the rescue party to find the rest of the Tharsis survivors. I'll seek out these thinkers.
They're not like us. They see other life forms as nothing more than a food source. You'll be killed before you reach the core of the Hive.
There must be something we can use. Some weakness.
What about the burnt smell Digby reported?
Some kind of chemical marker, perhaps? Like the pheromones secreted by bees.
So, theoretically, different mixtures of the scent chemical would trigger various responses in the alien creatures.
If we can identify and duplicate that marker...
We could replicate it and carry it with us into the hive. As long as we do nothing to disturb the drones, they'll see us as one of them.
We could walk right into the bugs' den. Clever.
But once you are inside, how do you propose to prevent the hive from awakening? Ask politely.
I can be very persuasive. Get to work on this masking chemical. Digby, tell Dajani and Scott to remain here and keep the civilians safe. We'll move out as soon as we're ready.
This is it. The tunnel branches here. That way, Bug Central. This way, more of the same.
All right. Peabody, you go with Digby and find those other prisoners.
Be careful.
Oh, sir, you got the special package.
In hand. Uncle Ivor, are you sure you're up for this?
Absolutely. Let's get going.
I'd tell you not to be a hero, but that'd be a waste of breath, wouldn't it?
You just make sure you have a brew on when I get back. Digby, that is, not you, Professor, of course.
Your father would be proud to see the respect your crew have for you.
Digby thinks I'm irresponsible. Peabody thinks I'm thick.
If you say so.
What you said before about being in Dad's shadow, you know he never wanted that.
Well, that's what made it worse. If he had been a sod about it, then at least I could have hated him. But he was always good to me. I let him down. I let everyone down. I was always the dare who didn't dare. And now, my shortcomings have put the whole world at risk.
Look, I'm sure I'm supposed to say something here about keeping a stiff upper lip and all, but to hell with that. We fail, Uncle. All of us fail now and then. But it's what we do next that matters.
Thank you, Daniel.
Don't mention it. Seriously, don't. I have a reputation as a reckless flyboy to live down to.
Say no more.
This is the place. The bugs have got those techies in some kind of corral, like cattle. Makes my skin crawl just being near them.
If it's any consolation, I'm sure an insectoid would be equally disgusted by your appearance.
Flattery will get you everywhere. Okay, give us both a spritz of that bug juice.
Of course, if Dr. Dare got the chemical mix wrong, it could entice those creatures to attack us. Or even worse.
What's worse than being eaten?
Well, it could induce a mating impulse.
Do you hear that? It's a drone coming this way.
Time to try out your chemical cloak.
One quick spray should do the trick.
Punch the stuff.
Steady. It worked!
So far, so good. Let's keep moving.
All right, here we go.
Good morning. What a lovely, set of mandibles you have there. Here, I've got a present for you. Hold this sonic charge, will you? Any claw will do.
Everyone, take cover!
That'll make your ears ring.
You there in the pens! We're here to rescue you!
Ha! It worked! Well, I'll be buggered.
I'm afraid that's a distinct possibility. Look up.
Oh, crap.
Back to the ship, I think.
Ladies first.
This is the place. The Hive Core.
And those must be the Thinkers. Yes. Observe the extended cranial bulges between those bulbous eyes.
Another alien with an oversized brain. At least this one's not green.
What?
Never mind. These chemicals seem to be working. They don't seem to be aware of us.
I think they're in communion with one another. They're a literal hive mind, communicating telepathically with the entire swarm.
Uncle, don't get too close.
Incredible. But lethal.
For once, I'd like to meet an alien species that I don't have to declare war on.
Ah, of course. That package that Digby mentioned? A fusion warhead?
I had it removed from one of the Anastasia's missiles. Believe me, if there was any other way than this, I'd have chosen it.
You lie!
Get in the ship! They're right behind us!
We've woken the hive!
I've got the hatch! Come on! Come on!
That thing almost chewed my boot off.
They're on the hull!
Earthmen, you know only violence. You are a savage, nutrient species. We see through your attempt to cloud our senses. We know you have brought death to this place. It saddens us.
Ah, those voices! Inside my head! Psychic projection.
You must submit to your fate. Do not resist. Your weapons are negated.
The bomb. It's been deactivated.
Did you think we would allow this? We, whose hives have roamed the stars since before your sun burned hot.
You gave us no choice. Our world won't suffer the same fate as Mars.
You will not live to see the consumption of your Earth. Do not fear. It is the order of things. We only wish to survive. So we must feed. It is time. Time for us to swarm.
Dejani, fire up the laser.
Yes, sir.
There's too many of them. Can't we lift off?
And fly where? We're in an underground cave.
Not to mention that Colonel and Dr. Dare are still out there.
More of them coming in.
Do not resist us.
No malice, no hate, just faultless insect logic. To them, we are the ants to be exterminated.
You will be consumed first. There will be no pain.
Tell that to Galloway. Stop! Wait. All right, we won't fight you.
Daniel, what are you saying?
If you struggle, you will suffer.
Dejani, target that group on the bow and light them up.
Engaging.
They're still coming. How many of these things are there?
In a hive of this scale. Half a million?
Half a million?
I can't keep up this rate of fire!
Professor, if you've got any last-second flashes of genius, now will be the time.
Damn it, Dan. Where are you?
You understand the futility of resistance.
Yes. Yes, I do now. But please, allow me a request before I die. This Earthman here is my family. You understand what that means? Family. Like your hive. Let me say farewell to him.
The hive is parent and child. Generation and generation. We understand. We will permit this farewell. Before ending.
What are you saying, Dan? You can't give up now.
Never crossed my mind. You still have that chemical spray?
Of course.
Tell me what would happen if you released that stuff all at once, without controlling the mixture.
I don't know. The effect could be anything. It could kill them or drive them insane.
Well, it's the only card we still have to play. We're out of time. Once they've killed us, the invasion of Earth will begin. Give it here.
What are you doing, Earthmen? You cannot defy your end. We are evolution. You are our food.
Sorry, I'm afraid dinner's off.
What have you done?
Lasers burned out!
Well, suppose there's one good thing about all this.
There is?
Well, we won't have to worry about curing that Mekon virus now, will we?
And is that thought meant to cheer me up?
Dan's always on at me for looking on the negative side of things, so I try accentuating the positive.
Look, Digby, I'm sorry about all this. We wouldn't even be here if I hadn't...
It's not your fault, Professor.
It's Jocelyn.
Lovely name. Gordon Bennett!
I beg your pardon?
The bugs, they're all... Well, dropping like flies.
Good Lord. Look at them.
The chemical. It's knocking them out.
Yes. An overdose of the pheromone must act like a tranquilizing agent. They're returning to their quiescent state. This is our chance. Daniel, the warhead. We can reactivate it. We can destroy these creatures while they're dormant.
No, I won't. That thing was right. We did come here with violent intent. I was willing to destroy an entire civilization. But I don't have the right.
They would have wiped out humanity without a moment's pause, devoured us.
Because that's all they are. They're creatures of pure instinct. We're better than that.
Are you sure about this, Daniel?
We've put them under. And we can use this cocktail of yours to keep them asleep. Maybe in time we can find a way to coexist that doesn't involve one species wiping out another. Do you remember what you said to me the last time we spoke? On the day I left home to join the space fleet.
I said you were a fool to follow in my brother's footsteps. That the military was only good for turning decent young men like you into killers.
Today's the day I prove you wrong. Never thought I'd be so pleased to see an endless red desert again.
Have you finally had your boots in the dust moment, then?
No point. Not exactly the first man on Mars, am I? Ah, Digby, your Marines ready for the trip back?
Ready as they'll ever be.
Get them to prepare Anastasia for takeoff. Stahl and the others don't need us getting in their way.
Roger that. Daniel, I have something for you.
A data chip?
Peabody here told me about your Mekon strain problem. That chip contains all the research I have on nanotechnology. I hope there's something there that can help you.
Actually, I'm already formulating a new theory. I'd really like to take some readings of that alien obelisk.
I'm not sure you'll get the chance.
Colonel Dare, do you read?
Go ahead, Scott.
Sir, Anastasia's radar just picked up another vessel coming in fast from high orbit.
One of ours?
Not exactly. It's broadcasting an Eagle Corporation transponder.
They must have followed us from Earth orbit. Lifted off soon after we left.
Daniel, listen to me. Eagle Corps, whatever they tell you, whatever they promise, don't trust them.
Come on, Peabody, back on board. Let's head for home. Well, as close as we can get. We can leave the politics and explanations to Sir Hubert. And don't worry about me, Uncle. I'm beginning to get pretty picky about who I trust.
In Dan Dare, The Red Moon Mystery, dramatized for radio by James Swallow, Dan Dare was Ed Stoppard, Digby, Jeff McGiven, and Professor Peabody, Hader Reed. Ivor Dare was Hugh Fraser, Sir Hubert, Michael Cochrane, and Sergeant Scott, Jake Maskell. Corporal Dajani was Jarleh Alizade, Crewman Galloway, Alistair Locke, and Dr. Stahl was Greg Keith. The teacher was Diane Spencer, Flamer Spry, Ryan Saul, and the onboard computer, Diane Weller. Other roles were played by members of the cast. Sound design and post-production, Wilfredo Acosta. Original music, Imran Ahmad. Series script editor, Colin Brake. The executive producer was Simon Moorhead. Dan Dare, The Red Moon Mystery was produced and directed by Andrew Mark Saul and was a B7 production.